Welcome to It's All Journalism. I'm Megan Cloherty, here today with fellow producer Michael O'Connell. And today we have Grant Moise, Senior Vice President of the Dallas Morning News, with us. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
All the way from a rainy, finally turned sunny Dallas. And Grant is here to talk about the Morning News' content marketing and social media agency, Speakeasy. Speakeasy recently won first place in the best idea to create new profit centers at the 84th annual INMA World Congress in San Francisco. Since it started in late 2012, Speakeasy has increased its client base to more than 60 clients and generated $1.5 million in revenue. Speakeasy is a joint venture with Dallas advertising agency called Slingshot that provides online marketing and social media solutions for big and mid-sized businesses. So, Grant, let's just get kind of the details out of the way. Can you tell us how Speakeasy works?
Yeah, Speakeasy is to local clients, we call it a social media agency, and to more sophisticated national clients, it's a content marketing agency. But easy way to put it is that clients who, especially our clients at the Dallas Morning News, who are seeing social media networks as an ability for them to become their own media company, they know they need content, and they don't, you know, they see social media as an opportunity but have no idea what strategy to take. So we are a content marketing strategy agency as well as execution and promotions.
When you say content, are you helping them create their own content, or are you providing content for them in some way?
We are helping them create all their own content. We do editorial calendars with them at the beginning of each month and come up with unique things that can be relevant depending on the audience they're trying to reach, and we are actually crafting and creating the content for them.
Okay, and so how is this different than other services that, like, an advertising agency or a news outlet might offer clients?
Well, I mean, ad agencies, and it's interesting the reason why we partnered with Slingshot. Owen Haney, who owns Slingshot, said, look, my agency knows how to, create, catchy phrases and good, headlines and body copy for an ad, but they don't know how to create, content that is truly meant, over time to create and stimulate conversation. So it's a strategy and kind of a skill set that we believe traditional advertising agencies don't have.
So is this something similar to, like, sponsored content? Like, if there was, like, a restaurant where they would write reviews or they would write about their products or something, or is it something different?
Well, it's a little bit of a different definition. I know these days on sponsored content and native, I'd say that, one of the places that we can publish our content is on our own media at, Dallas Morning News, dallasnews.com, if we choose to do so. So it's a matter of where they want the content published. We're on a retainer base for them, and strategically, depending on what they're trying to do with their content, we may publish it on our own site, we may publish it on their site only, or exclusively into their social networks. It's just a matter of what the advertiser is trying to achieve.
Okay, well, how is Speakeasy using social media then?
So the way we're using social is we are, for most of these clients are large enough where they have tried previous social strategies, but if not, we will create, Facebook pages, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram from the ground up for them. And we, not only put the content in there, we do all the designing of it. But our philosophy is really you can have one great looking Facebook page, but, you're only as good as the content that you put into it. And that's what we really hang our hat on.
How do you, as far as, like, hooking people, do you guys use any kind of promotions or have an example of what, a very successful social media campaign would be with the original content?
Yeah, sure. I think a great example of that, one of our strongest local clients is the Dallas Arboretum, which is, much like any major, metropolitan area has, it's a place that is trying to draw people in, based on, something unique and exciting that's happening in the community. So, we'll run contests where, first, X number of people, who make it to the Arboretum, can have, free annual passes. You know, we've done some kind of creative things with, you know, everything from scavenger hunts to, you know, just all kinds of fun, creative ways for people to come experience the Arboretum. And we stimulate it on social media. We get the word out there. And then what's fun is, you know, people who are participating can also, you know, share it back through and hashtag it around an event to, you know, to really get a community talking about it and some buzz happening and, you know, drawing not only attention, but most importantly, you know, foot traffic to the Arboretum.
Right. Grant, I'm kind of curious, did you come up with the name Speakeasy, or like, what's the background on that?
You know, it's interesting. This is where, I wish I could take the credit. Owen Haney, our, you know, 30% owner who owns Slingshot, his agency is so good with their great branding agency. And Owen, brought us the name along with, you know, quite a few others. And we loved it. We loved the logo. And most importantly, the space that we were building out kind of had a speakeasy feel where, it's in the basement of this great old historic building. And, you know, we have everything minus the sliding window at the door, but it's just kind of, we've played off of it, and the employees just love it, and they have fun with it as well.
And so how does it benefit, I'm just kind of like putting this together, so how does it benefit the Dallas Morning News? How do you guys, like, where are you seeing the payoff here?
Well, I mean, I think there's probably a direct and an indirect benefit. The direct benefit is we have a new revenue source where, you know, we have, as I said, retainer-based recurring revenue clients that are helping us to just expand our digital portfolio that we're, you know, offering to advertisers. I'd say the indirect, though, benefit that may even be greater right now is it's showing how a traditional publishing company like the Dallas Morning News can be relevant for decades to come. And, you know, we are big believers that no matter where you're publishing, you know, news and information, quality content is going to be at the heart of it. And this is a way that we really feel like we've expanded our relevance, you know, in the market. And we've gotten great feedback from some of our biggest advertisers that, you know, they just love that, you know, we're bringing them cutting edge solutions.
And making money isn't a bad thing either, I don't think. That's what I hear. Yeah.
No. Well, and one of the reasons we wanted to talk to you about Speakeasy is, you know, news outlets are trying to find new ways to create revenue streams, you know, since advertising has dried up, and there are a lot of challenges to sort of, you know, bolster that business side of the paper. To sort of, you know, walk me through sort of the structure of this. Is it just the business, the marketing team that's really kind of doing this? Is it a separate team from the marketing business team within the paper? Is it something else?
It is a completely separate. I mean, it's a completely separate company, separate P&L, and all we do is consolidate the financials of the agency into the Dallas Morning News. But the entire staff, we have 22 people on staff today. They are all employees of Speakeasy, not of the Dallas Morning News. And, they're, you know, the agency is, you know, located about three blocks from us in downtown Dallas, but completely autonomous. It has its own culture. It has its own feel. And, you know, other than our sales team feeding into them, you know, they run on their own. There's very little to no overlap with our traditional business, from a staffing standpoint, from a sales standpoint, and an advertising standpoint. It's very well integrated.
Do you see that your staff is using sort of some of the strategies that were developed in the newsroom to sort of take advantage of social media and, you know, writing content to a certain topic?
It's a great question. I think what actually we're finding is we're able to bring people who have been laid off from our industry or radio or, you know, people that maybe they wrote, you know, digitally for radio stations, television stations in town. We're bringing people back to work who were former journalists, and they're bringing back kind of the fundamentals of what they knew from being a great journalist for their career. And now they are, you know, still generating content. They're just, generating it on behalf of a marketer, probably not too different than a PR firm feels on a daily basis.
Well, right, because you learn how to tease your stories. It's kind of part of, selling it is kind of half the battle here on Twitter and all that stuff, so even when you're a reporter. So it makes sense that that would be a natural transition.
Yeah, absolutely. And then they love the fact that we've got the metrics and the performance reports to let them know, you know, how much are people enjoying their content, and mm-hmm. Are they retweeting it? You know, are they, you know, I mean, how viral is their work going? And, you know, it's kind of fun to talk to the former journalists, you know, who have now kind of gone over to the dark side, if you will.
Huh. Now, there are two other, components here, 508 Digital and Crowdsource. Can you tell me what those are and how they're sort of different from what you do at Speakeasy?
Yeah. Both separate companies from Speakeasy. 508 Digital. 508 Digital is a competitor to a company, probably a Reach Local would be a good example. But what 508 Digital does is 508 Digital is really a business that helps for very small and medium-sized businesses in Dallas to give them a website, help, and most importantly, to help them be found on by search engines. It's really a SEM, SEO, and website development and hosting company at very low price points.
So you're helping local businesses, mid-sized businesses, put together a web page of their own that they can sort of run and they can populate with their own materials?
Yeah, not just a page. I mean, we're building full-blown sites. I mean, we've got mobile sites, you know, desktop sites. You know, you've got... you know, we're partnered in that business with Hearst and Hearst Media Services as a company called Local Edge out of Buffalo. And we're a reseller of Local Edges in the Dallas-Fort Worth market, and we've branded that 508 Digital.
And Crowdsource,
Crowdsource is a business that we started from the ground up here, and it's an event marketing company. And we are, you know, putting on... big events in Dallas. We've got a good example of it. We've had an event called One Day University, where we kind of partner with a group out of Manhattan, and we bring, you know, Ivy League professors to Dallas, and about once every 10 weeks, we give classes on a variety of different things for the core subscribers of the Dallas Morning News. And, you know, they get to go to school for a day by some of the best professors in the country. And, they learn about very serious topics about, you know, they study history on things like, you know, what was the real cause of the true tensions of the Civil War to what are the differences and similarities between Beethoven and the Beatles. I mean, pretty fascinating stuff. And so that's kind of an event-driven business where we generate revenue through ticket sales, concessions, et cetera. And actually, we're just starting to acquire events as well today. We just announced that we acquired the Untapped Beer Festival, which is a craft beer festival all across the state of Texas, and we just purchased it today. So that's going to be added to the events that we do through Crowdsource.
It works with the Speakeasy theme, that's for sure.
Yes. Everything's alcohol related.
Exactly.
Is there any pressure as far on the Daily News to turn content that is more marketable? I mean, does this have a sour side that you have to kind of keep your eye out for?
We're sensitive to it, but the answer is really no. I mean, what we're doing, especially at Speakeasy, is we still maintain that very distinct line between our editorial product and, you know, anything that can be seen, I guess, as modern-day advertorial. You know, we even use some of the content from the Dallas Morning News. If we have historical content that Speakeasy wants to use, you know, have to give complete attribution to it and not able to modify the information. But I'd say for about 20% of our clients at Speakeasy, they pull and use historical content from the Dallas Morning News, and especially a lot of our arts and entertainment content is frequently used.
That was actually kind of interesting. We've been talking about the New York Times Innovation Report the last few podcasts, and one of the things that the New York Times was kind of mulling over was they've got, you know, 100-plus years of content. Some of it's still relevant, some of it's still interesting. And, you know, how do you repurpose that? You know, go into your archives and, you know, dig out interviews and other things of famous people and famous events. And, you know, people will read that. People would like to have access to it. You know, how do you build a platform that for that? How do you get that out to your readers and generate some traffic from it?
And that's something actually that even beyond Speakeasy, we're talking about quite a bit. I think the New York Times, to your point, has done a really nice job with it. But, you know, especially whether it's, you know, copy or especially a lot of photos. I mean, there are a lot of things that we've done over the years that could be repurposed in a way that many people, would pay good money for. And I know that not only the Times, but other major metros like the Chicago Tribune and the LA Times are have been fairly progressive with it, and we're trying to be a fast follower. We're just not quite sure how material the revenue can be at this point, but we're continuing to look into it, and you know, Speakeasy for now is just a great way to utilize that.
Well, and it seems like what you're trying to do here is sort of diversify your digital output and your business side. One of the things about a way the newspapers used to make their money with the advertising and couponing and this, that, and the other thing, they weren't making money necessarily off of the actually covering the news. They had all these other business ventures that they were doing it. And with advertising, display advertising and classifieds drying up, then where do you go to get revenue? And you know, just trying to be creative and look at the skills that you're developing in a digital newsroom, and you know, how can you leverage those to create new business models, new sources of revenue?
It's important too. I mean, because the examples that you gave before, I mean, one thing that we know is display ads, whether it's on a tablet or a smartphone or a desktop, they're not going to solve our revenue woes in our industry. So we currently are obviously with things like Speakeasy and 508 Digital being more aggressive on the marketing services side of the equation, because you know it's less of a commodity, and we feel like we can be differentiated more because of the core competencies, you know, that come from us as a company with a core focus and a core competency of great content.
Did you model this after another media company that was doing something similar, or is this really the first of its kind that you think is going to set the precedent?
Speakeasy, we came up with, all on our own. We've been fast followers in other areas, but no, this is one that we truly came by it organically, because it's really a lot of our advertisers kept coming to us saying, oh my God, I don't know what to do with Facebook. I don't know what to do with Twitter. I don't know what I should even tweet. How often should I tweet? You know,
right.
And so they were kind of looking to us. And, you know, boy, 5 years ago, we kind of looked back at them and say, why are you looking at us? And they go, well, you're a content company. You know content, so what should I do? And it was amazing. We beta tested a few other little boutique agencies starting about 3.5 years ago, but ultimately we knew we needed an agency partner and someone who knew how to grow and scale an agency so that we could be profitable, and that's why we chose wisely to partner with Owen Haney and the team over at Slingshot.
So do you see this as a type of or a model that could be applied in other types of newsrooms?
I don't know about newsrooms. I mean, we kind of consider it,
a separate.
Yeah.
You mean, but at other papers.
At other papers.
Yes. I mean, we think this could be, we think it could be replicated and we're putting a lot of thought behind right now what our expansion plans could be of looking at potentially franchising Speakeasy. No conclusions at this point, but it's something that we're definitely evaluating very closely.
Well, you won an award, so what type of feedback did you get from the people who gave the award and other people who talked to you around the time that you received that?
It's brought us a lot of great attention. I mean, the INMA has really done a great job of continuing to remain relevant and important as a trade organization, and I think they're so well respected that the feedback has just been phenomenal. And actually, our phone has been ringing from other publishing companies around the country saying, "Well, hey, can I? You know, are you interested in expanding, or you know, would you potentially, kind of franchise this model?" So, It's helped us to almost kind of kick that expansion plan into a little bit of a faster gear, but also it's something that we feel like we're ready for. It's kind of coming at a natural evolutionary time in the agency's life.
So what do you see as the future for Speakeasy, or what are you hoping to do?
You know, we're hoping to become better and more effective for our clients, you know, just day in, day out. As you mentioned in the opening, we've got, you know, almost 70 accounts now at the agency, and we're trying to find unique ways to, you know, expand our opportunities with those clients and, you know, obviously attract new. That's our core focus right now, is to make Dallas as strong as we can in this entire operation. However, you know, as I mentioned before, we definitely have not ruled out, you know, geographically, you know, expanding the reach of the agency around the country.
Okay. Well, this has been really fascinating. How can people find out more about Speakeasy and the work that you're doing?
The easiest way is to, you know, follow, you know, Your Speakeasy. It's just Your Speakeasy is the easiest way to follow us, you know, on any of the social nets, or go to yourspeakeasy.com and get a better feel for who our team is and kind of some examples of successful work we've done for our clients.
Okay. Well,
awesome, Grant. We'll be watching. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to It's All Journalism, a weekly podcast about the changing state of digital news. Find more info on us and download other episodes at itsalljournalism.com. This podcast is produced in partnership with the Association of Alternative News Media. Thanks for listening.